Sorry, baby. I drifted off for a bit. What time is it? Hey, what time? Where are you?
Where do you go?
Baby? Baby, where are you? He wakes me up, teases me, tickles me. Where is he? Is he in the kitchen? Is that? Did he? You did, you made me coffee. Just right, thank you. What's the price? Breakfast in bed? That's so thoughtful. What's the menu? Potatoes, bacon, and pancakes? Sounds great. No, I'm not going back to bed. Honey, it's not a surprise if I already know about it. Nope, I'm gonna stand here and drink my coffee and stare at your sexy back while you make breakfast. Now that is a gorgeous sight. No, if you had your way, I'd still be in bed. So what if I decided to get up? Making breakfast was your idea. But I don't want to help. I want to stand here and stare and make indecent comments. Baby, you got it all figured out. You're on a roll. I'll just get in your way. Come on, baby. Don't be like this. Why are you going to do this to your girl? Okay, fine. I'll help you make breakfast. What do you want me to do? No, I'm not chopping the onion. Because it'll make my eyes water, and then they'll be all puffy, and I'll look terrible today, and then I won't be able to see, so then I won't be able to go anywhere, and you'll have to do everything, and... Because your eyes don't get all watery like mine. Well, then you know how bad it is. Baby, you wouldn't do that to me, would you? Damn it. How about if you take care of that? Then I can take care of you. You wouldn't turn me away, would you? If I just stepped closer and put my hand on that big, strong chest of yours, tipped your head back, looked deep into your beautiful eyes, and then just bit my lip like this. Yes! Oh, baby, don't pout. I didn't cheat. How is biting my lip cheating? Oh, I see. Since you can't resist it, it's cheating for me to do it. Is that how that works? Oh, stop it and slide it over so I can chop the potatoes and pepper. But before you do, I love you. My plans for the day? Well, mostly errands, since I'm back at work for the rest of the week. I also need to make a grocery run. No, you're not coming. Because you always throw junk food in the cart when my back is turned. Yes, you do. I did not break the eggs last time, and I don't need adult supervision. Okay, let's think back, shall we? How did the eggs get broken? Hmm. That tub of ice cream only fell on them because you tossed it into the cart. Now, whose fault does that make it? All right, no dice, babe. It's my fault for failing to keep you out of the freezer section, but you have just illustrated why you're not coming along, too. Sneaking up and tickling me when I have a knife in my hand is not a great plan, sweetie. But I don't mind the feeling of your arms around me. I could just stay like this all day, wrapped up and safe in your arms. And those little kisses on my neck. Who's cheating now, Let me put the knife down and turn around, so I can put my arms around you and kiss you properly. Well, hello there, handsome. You seem rather amorous this morning. Not that I'm complaining. I love you. Yeah, I guess we should finish making breakfast. Here, I'll mix up the pancake batter while you cook the bacon. Didn't you have some stuff you wanted to do around the house today? Why don't you work on that while I'm running the errands? Then we can spend time together this afternoon without anything hanging over our heads. How about that? There are some walking trails around here that I've been wanting to try. Maybe we could go on one of those. The weather later should be perfect for it. Hear those birds chirping outside? No, I don't think it's supposed to rain, but I'll check the weather after breakfast. Well, if it rains, we'll just have to figure out something we can do indoors. Oh, I bet we can think of something. Oh, I think you know exactly what I have in mind. That's right, board games! Such a smartass. Ha! How do you like being the one that gets the surprise tickles, huh? Don't worry, baby. It also means that you're the one who gets hugged from behind this time. Mine. My man to hold and love and tickle and hug. Mine. That's right, you gorgeous man. Turn around and kiss me. I just want to hold you, lover boy. This is how I want to spend my whole life, baby. Safe and protected and in love with you. Thank you. For everything, my darling. For being so sweet to me. For loving and supporting me. For believing in me. For working so hard to take care of me. For being mine and wanting me to be yours. Oh no, the bacon! I hope you like extra crispy bacon, babe, because those pieces are yours. Nuh-uh, you forgot about the bacon. You get to eat the crispy pieces. My fault for distracting you. It's your fault for letting yourself be distracted. I wouldn't have distracted you if you weren't so damn sexy in the first place. So it's still your fault. I accept no blame. But just to prove how much I love you, I'll agree to split those crispy pieces halfsies. That's as good as you're getting, baby. Take it or leave it. Now let me slide in there and cook up the breakfast potatoes. Sometimes it doesn't seem real. Oh, just mumbling to myself, babe. Just about this, you, us. Sometimes just feels like a dream. There are still times I wake up next to you and have to remind myself that it's not a dream, that you really are mine. I remember what happened the morning after our first night together. Yep, you didn't believe it was real. I had to pinch you to be sure. I was supposed to pinch myself if I thought I was dreaming. Where's the fun in that? No, baby, it was much better to pinch you. Well, I didn't need to pinch you so hard, but I needed to be really sure it wasn't a dream. You got your revenge anyway. That elbow I caught from you hurt. And even so, I just felt bubbly and giggly all day. I didn't want to leave your side all day. Remember that? I couldn't believe it. I felt like I was the luckiest girl in the world. And I still do. Every day. I love you, baby. I love you so much. Mmm, this smells delicious. Let's eat.